offered to the House offer for 20, and there are some other items beyond that in other parts of the budget.
Mr. Godfrey.
Mr. Chair, members, what you have before you is a side-by-side comparison of the Senate's that represents the Senate's offer that it's making today. On the left, House column is House numbers for offers that were being made last night.
It's not right.
I should mention, however, that the House numbers at the time that this file was saved were not fully updated, and so there are some provisions of the House that may not be in this House column.
Representative Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry to interrupt, but what you just said is very important, and I'm just wondering as we go through if you could correct those numbers, because otherwise it's very hard to, for people to know.
Mr. Chair, Representative Clark, I'm sorry that they weren't in there in the haste of just trying to complete this in time for at least within a reasonable time of when this meeting was supposed to convene. I wasn't able to mechanically create, to update that those numbers. I think it would be difficult
let me
for
just,
me
to make a comment. Representative Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that I don't know if we can take the time to go through each number as Representative Clark wants. However, some of the highlighted areas overview of saying there's still stuff that's being worked on. For example, we haven't agreed completely on how we're going to appropriate money for child care. Some of the housing stuff specifics aren't necessarily in here the way that the House wants it. We're moving. We're very close. We just have to figure out some for specific things just to make sure that the spreadsheet adds up from the House and the Senate position instead of going through each line item at this time.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman, wouldn't it be possible after the Senate makes their offer that if there are numbers on the House side that are incorrect that the House staff could correct them and do a new spreadsheet?
We will do that. Senator Berglund, or I should say that our staff will do that. And today and this morning is, or yesterday and this morning is a fine example of the fact that we can go home and get a few hours sleep, and our fiscal people are still
Mr. Chair.
More than 24 hours a day.
Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think we can do that, except for there was still some stuff that we were working out in child care, for example, that
the source of funding on these items are different, and we have not resolved that.
Mr. Chair and Senator Clark, or Senator Clark, Senator Berglund, for example, the money that we agreed upon tentatively as it relates to line 347, I don't want to get into all of it. We still, that was a chunk of money in the two bienniums of $16 million that we just did not take away. We want to expenditure and work out an arrangement as it relates to negotiate what we're going to do with some of that money. And so unless you want us just to decide or if you want to have a conversation about it, because what you initially said was just come back with an offer, and I'm okay with that, but that wasn't the understanding, excuse me, that I had when we left last night. But it's up to you. Because I can do that.
All the details I don't think are quite tied down, but we still we have offers beyond that to make in the spreadsheet. So,
Representative Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, one of the things that I thought might be a remedy, at least for the public, since this is a public document now, right, and it doesn't reflect our decisions at all. All the ones, the changes, all the proposals we made from the Public Health Division are not in here from what I can see. I haven't found one that's changed yet. So what we could maybe do is share this with the document, that the offer we made last night, and then at least people would have that. So maybe if I could get a page to copy that, that can be the addendum, official addendum to this spreadsheet, because the spreadsheet doesn't have our offer at all.
Mr. Chair, it is impossible for this side of the table to hear what the other side of the table is saying. So it would be my suggestion that we allow the Senate an opportunity to present their offer so we can see what we've been working on and what is before us.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Berglund.
Really, the purpose of this spreadsheet is for the Senate to make an offer. And this has no assumptions about what the House has done or what their offers have been or what their numbers are.
Mr. Chair, I know we got to get going, and I will speak a little louder, Senator Lynch. But this is the thing that I think that Representative Clark was quite valid in with the pieces that she said. Yes, we can hear the Senate offer, but she does have some concerns about the public, and she had every right to say what she said to make sure it was very clear for the record for those that are listening and paying attention from the housing community in particular to make sure where the House stands on this.
Mr. Godfrey, continue.
Mr. Chair, members, I do apologize for not having the correct House numbers in here, and just an oversight on my part. We'll go through and focus on the Senate, just the Senate positions and how they've changed from previous public offers that have been made. Just to note, because of the way this spreadsheet is formatted, that what you'll see as you go through is that any Senate change in this offer will be denoted by a shaded area in the change item title. So, for instance, we can turn to the first one on line 154, page 3, and that's the MFIB time limit program violations. If the title is shaded, that's a new change in part of this offer. If the columns to the right are shaded in the House and the Senate position, that just indicates that the positions are identical in dollar amounts, but not necessarily in terms of the source of the funding. So we'll begin on 154, page 3. The Senate is accepting the MFIB time limit program violations item. The Senate was not previously carrying this. It creates savings in this next biennium of $117,000. Then turning to line 297 on page 5. Is the MFIB car loan and repairs program item. This item is no longer displayed here. However, we'll see it shortly, just a little bit, in the community action grants item. Then turning to page 8, line 457. It's the long-term homeless implementation. This part of the Senate offer, the Senate funds for these items are not changed. However, they are grouped under this one provision. So the governor's initiative funding is on line 459. And then we also include here on long-term homeless services, the $1 million appropriation that we had elsewhere in the spreadsheet, and the runaway and homeless youth funding here as well. And the idea is that there would be riders in this appropriation which would set aside this amount for these two purposes, those being long-term homeless services and the Runaway and Homeless Youth Act. Then on line 481, you'll see the former line for the runaway and homeless youth, which is now zero because it's up in line 457. On line 486, the Senate is increasing its position on transitional housing in the fiscal year 08 by, I believe it's $250,000. Then on line 493, the Senate is increasing its one-time appropriation for emergency services grants to $600,000. Then on line 498, the food shelves program. This item is now being funded at a higher level at $650,000 in both bienniums. Then on line, at this point, we lose the line numbers, and so I'll just try to be as specific as possible where we're at on the pages. But the very last item on page 8 is the Community Action Grants item, and this is where the TANF MFIB car loan and repair program shows up, and it's for $3 million in 08, 09, ongoing, and this is the identical amount that was in the item further up in the page. Next, the first item on page 9, is the Tenant Hotline Services Program. The Senate is accepting the House position on this for $100,000 one-time money. Turning to page 10, I'm sorry, not 10. We'll continue to page 12. The first shaded item here is the change alternative payment method for FQHCs and RHCs. The Senate changes its funding mechanism in this item to pay for this provision with a healthcare access fund transfer in both bieniums to cover the full cost of this item. Then the next shaded area on page 12 is the MA and GAMC pharmacy co-payments. The Senate is no longer eliminating these co-payments entirely, but reducing the cap from $12 a month of co-payments to $7 a month. And that creates savings for the Senate position. And now this item costs $3.2 million in the 08-09 and $5 million in the tails. Going then to page 13. The first and only item on this page is what's titled the Senate broker position. And this was used to be the wheelchair rate adjustment increase for special transportation. The Senate is replacing its position with a position to change the broker system. And this increases cost in this item by about $300,000 for 08-09. The House numbers here represent the wheelchair rate increase. Then turning to page 15, three-quarters of the way down on the page is the Senate's position to reduce the managed care rates due to the health plan caps in Senate File 857. The Senate is now conceding this position and is not taking any savings here.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just stop here for a minute.
Senator Berglund.
We are removing this item due to the letter we received from the Commissioner of Human Services expressing concern about this item. We do not believe, however, that this issue is going to go away, and we challenge the administration that if they do not like this mechanism for holding down health care costs, then we challenge them to come up with something else. We have not seen anything but increases in the last 4 years of this administration's term in office, and we cannot continue to go down this road and expect that any form of anybody's health reform is going to work.
Mr. Godfrey.
Mr. Chairman, members, I did forget a very important provision earlier in the spreadsheet, and so if you could please go to page 10. And the second item down, immediately after cover all kids item, is a new proposal which was brought to the Senate by the House, and the Senate's accepting it. It's the transitional medical assistance program, and essentially what this item does is for children who are terminated because of income from medical assistance will be given a two-month grace period in the medical assistance program, after which they will be automatically transferred to the healthcare access program, where they will receive 12 months of eligibility on that program. Will be transferred to Minnesota Care, and the children will receive 12 months of that coverage automatically. Oh, and I just go over the cost quickly. This item costs the general fund in the first biennium $7.6 million, and then the healthcare access fund costs $7.8 million. In the tails for the biennium, it costs the general fund $18.4 million, and the healthcare access fund $64.1 million.
As a result, when Mr. Godfrey goes through the spreadsheet, you will also see proposals that have been removed from the Senate position in regard to our health insurance reform and our expansion of covering more people.
Mr. Godfrey.
All right. Mr. Chairman, we've done the broker position on page 13. So then we'll begin on page 14, and I apologize that these change items are not shaded, but I'll just state what they are here. The Senate is proposing on the first item on the page to remove its item for permitting Minnesota Care eligibility for undocumented kids. The Senate is
And Mr. Chairman, that is in response to a concern that was expressed by the administration. And so we are removing this item from our bill.
Mr.
That's
Godfrey.
Page 14.
Page 14.
Mr. Chairman, then going again to page 14, three items down, the Senate is removing its position on modifying adult ESI barrier if out-of-pocket costs are greater than 8%. Then skipping to two more down, is the Senate is removing its position on eliminating the $50,000 income limit for Minnesota Care parents. And then on the second to the last item, the Senate is removing its position on eliminating Minnesota Care four-month insurance barrier for children.
Again, this was an item that the administration had expressed concern about.
Members, Mr. Chair, members, again, I'm sorry, I did miss another important item on page 12, so if you could please turn to that page. On the very last item on page 12, the Senate is eliminating its position on one-month rolling eligibility for medical assistance.
We took that reduction because we believe that at least some of the impact of it will be covered under the new proposal.
You know,
Mr. Godfrey.
Senator Laurie here. I'm wondering if I could just take 1 minute and read off the dollar amounts for 08 and 09 for those five items. I've got them right here. It might help people put this in context. I mean, these are very big concessions that the Senate has made. Would that... The one-month rolling eligibility was carried at $6 million in 08-09 and $15 million in the tails. The eligibility for undocumented kids was carried at $5.8 million in 08-09, $24 million in the tails. The adult ESI barrier for out-of-pocket costs above 8% was $3 million in 08-09 and $25 in the tails. The $50,000 income limit for Minnesota Care parents was $500,000 in 08-09 and $2.7 million in the tails. The four-month insurance barrier for children was $1.1 in 08-09 and $9 million in the tails. So these are very significant concessions that the Senate has made to try to accommodate the Medicaid, what do we call it?
Of the Mr.
Chairman,
seamless transition from Medicaid to Minnesota Care. So, wanted to highlight that. Thank you,
Mr. Godfrey.
Mr. Chair, members, then turning all the way to page 20. In the shaded item on this page, the Senate is accepting the House position on county repayment for forgiveness of disabilities overspending, and that's a one-time cost of $4.3 million in fiscal year 08. And, Mr. Chair, members, that concludes the Department of Human Services. But then if we turn to the Department of Health. On page 22, the last item down, the Senate is accepting the House's position on cutting $440,000 from the Minable program in the next biennium. Turning to page 23, the Senate is removing its provision to cut positive alternative grants, so it's restoring funding to the base for that item, for the full base. Then, Mr. Chair, moving to the second to last item on page 23, the Senate is proposing funding for the suicide prevention program. And that item is funded at $290,000 in 08-09.
Madam Chair, or Mr. Chair.
Senator Sullen.
I thought that that was at $500,000. I thought there was.
I'm sorry. Mr. Chair, Senator Sullen, you are correct. I knew that there was an error of $200,000 here, and this is where it came from. So the Senate's position in fiscal year 08 would have $345,000 and then would revert to $145,000 in fiscal year 09, and the total would be $490,000 for this biennium. Members, then the next Senate change is on this page under FQHC subsidies. On this item, the Senate is moving to the funding level provided by the House and is doing a combination of financing from the Healthcare Access Fund and the General Fund. Then on page 24, middle of the page, the Senate is removing its costs for the administrative costs for the health insurance premium caps, since those are no longer in the bill. Then on line 26, page 26, shaded item, second one down, tuberculosis prevention. The Senate is now funding this item on a one-time basis in the next biennium at $884,000. I'm sorry. Actually, this is where, let me correct this number. This is where the $200,000 was placed for the suicide grants. So it really should read $684,000 for fiscal year 08-09. Then, members, turning to page 27, first shaded item is the pandemic influenza preparedness. There's been a small reduction here in the Senate position of $50,000. $40,000, I believe. No, it's $50,000. And then the next item below that one is the Senate is backing off its position, and it's no longer funding the revolving loan fund for window lead abatement. It saves $1 million, one-time money. And, Mr. Chair, that concludes the Senate offer. I apologize for... thank you very much, Senator. Yes. The next item immediately after the revolving loan fund is the Senate is accepting $50,000 spending in one-time basis in the next biennium for the minority and multicultural health part of the department. And that now concludes the walkthrough of the Senate offer. And sorry that the spreadsheet's not more cleaned up, and we'll get you a new one that has line numbers and all the correct shading and a comparison to the Senate's previous position.
Well, Mr. Godfrey, you don't have to apologize for anything. We appreciate your work. Senator Lynch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Godfrey, if I could ask you to take a look at page 24. I wonder if there's another Senate provision on page 24. The second, looks like the second item down regarding Merck federal compliance.
That's, Mr. Chair, Senator Lynch, that's correct, and this is a fairly major change in the Senate's funding level for this item. On page 24, the second item down, the Senate is providing additional funding for Merck Federal Compliance, and this provides $9 million more dollars in fiscal year 08-09, bringing up the Senate position to $14 million, and these funds are from the general fund. And then in 10 and 11, the Senate also provides $5 million in funding for this item.
Members, four of us have to be in a Finance Committee meeting right now from the House side, and I would like to thank the Senate for this rather dramatic offer. And what we'd like to do is recess for about an hour and a half and come back with our response to this offer. So with that, we should be back here in about an hour and a half. We're in recess.
Well, I'm assuming.
What is the guarantee?
All right. Upon you.
That's not.
You'd be like, oh my God.
What George told us last
night. The money.
Yeah, let's get her done. Get her done.
Well, everybody here thought it.
Let's get out yesterday and we forgot.
That's what we thought we were doing.
Where do we do this? We're going to find.
Right.
Back here or we're going.